Lord's Day 36 of the Heidelberg Catechism. These are this is a catechism that helps summarize what God's Word teaches. These are not inspired. These are below or beneath the authority of Scripture, but they are very helpful tools in providing instruction for us and putting all these doctrines together in a nice little package. And we've been going through the Ten Commandments, but today we'll be going through the third commandment of bearing God's name. So Lord's Day 36 is found on page 26. What is required in the third commandment? That we must not by cursing or by false swearing, nor yet by unnecessary oaths, profane or abuse the name of God, nor even by our silence or connivance, by partakers of these horrible sins in others. And in summary, that we use the holy name of God in no other way than with fear and reverence, so that he may be rightly confessed and worshipped by us, and be glorified in all our words and works. Is the profaning of God's name by swearing and cursing so grievous a sin that his wrath is kindled against those who also do not help as much as they can to hinder and forbid it? Yes, truly, for no sin is greater and more provoking to God than the profaning of his name. Wherefore, he even commanded it to be punished with death. Amen. Sons of God, as we reflect, discuss on the topic of bearing God's name, it can go in many different directions, but for today, I want to focus on the book of Exodus, particularly chapter 28, and I think it will be helpful for us to understand not only from an Old Testament perspective what it meant to bear God's name, but also inform us of the gospel, really, of how the gospel helps us to understand what it means to bear God's name. And so as we understand from Exodus, this is right after the Exodus, God redeeming his people, freeing his people from slavery of Egypt, going through the Red Sea. There then is this instruction that is given to the people of God and how to worship him, how to be a community. So there's a lot of specific instructions on how to build the tabernacle, how to build all of these things for the community of Israel. And in chapter 28 is about the garments of the priesthood. And so this is very specific only to a special person, in this case, Aaron, who would take on these robes and these special garments. And so thinking about the garments that he wore, the robe that he wore was the color blue, and then there's this ephod, which is intricately woven with all of these expensive materials. And then in the chest plate, on top of the ephod, there are these stones. These are precious, valuable stones that are representing each of the tribes of Israel. And then on the shoulders of the priest, there's these onyx stones, also very precious stones, and they have the names of all the tribes of Israel inscribed on those stones. So why do all of this? Well, God instructs this because when this happens, he goes into the holy places, especially the Holy of Holies, when he conducts his sacrifice, especially on the Day of Atonement. He brings in the name of all of God's people. As the one representative, he represents all of Israel, bearing their sin and cleansing their sin with the sacrifice at the altar. But also what's interesting is that on this priest, he wore a white turban, and there's this gold plate, this gold plate around his forehead that says, "Holiness to the Lord," because he also is bearing the name of God. He's going before God. And so as we look to to Christ, who is our high priest, when he went to the cross, he also bore your name to cleanse you from your sin. He also brings you to God so that in return of him cleansing you, you go out bearing his name. In fact, you are a Christian, which means you bear the name of Christ on you. There is a figurative badge on you that says Christian. And that badge is to be seen everywhere you go. So oftentimes when we talk about bearing the name of God, we think about don't say OMG. We think about very specific applications, and that's true. You know, we are not to deal lightly with the name of God, but the reason why we are not to treat God's name like trash is because we live bearing the name of Christ, who has marked us, who has set us apart. And so that informs how we speak, how we live. Everything we do is bearing the name of God in that sense. Not just the choice words that we say. And so this is, a very helpful, not only picture for us, but also pointing us to how it all connects with the gospel. You know, bearing his name is not just about using Jesus Christ as a cuss word, although it does entail that. If we treasure Christ, we carry the Christian badge with our heads held high, unashamed. We are unashamed of the gospel that is the power of God to save those who believe. And so while others are living for their idols, we are living for the living God who is with us and for us. While others are chasing forgiveness and peace and all the other ways, we have the Prince of Peace. While others pretend like they got it together, we are poor. We are poor in spirit are filled with the grace of God that fuels our hearts to live for him. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 36 with that.